Welcome to Russell Radio. This is a podcast that highlights the events, happenings, and the learning that's happening here at Russell Boulevard Elementary. My name is Barb Beatty, and I will be your host today. Today, we have a special guest interview and a special guest interviewer. We have Ms. Auckland with us, who is a student teacher here at Russell this year. Welcome, Ms. Auckland.
Thank you so much.
And we also have Fox from Mrs. Zamaripa's class. Welcome, Fox.
Hello.
Ms. Auckland, you've been doing an interesting project with opinion writing. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so our students have picked out their favorite book, and we have been writing opinion writing letters and pieces to try and persuade other students to read these books, and even for a great summer reading list, trying to convince with our amazing opinions about why these books are our favorite with our favorite characters.
And I understand that you picked a few students, and the first one we're going to hear from today is Fox.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you ask him the questions and have him share with us about his opinions.
Great. We are so excited. Okay, Fox. So can you tell me, what is your favorite book?
The Summer My Father Was 10.
Okay, can you tell me about your favorite character in that book?
My favorite character is Mickey. He's mischievous like me. He's mischievous because he destroys the garden. He's also mischievous because he plays baseball on someone else's property.
Okay, can you tell me about your favorite part?
My favorite part is when Nikki is now nice and helps Mr. Bellavizita. Mr. Bellavizita is an Italian man who likes to garden and listen to opera on his radio in the evenings.
Okay, can you tell me about some of this book's illustrations?
The book is better with pictures, in my opinion. Pictures show a kind of movie. Pictures and words make a better movie. My favorite scene is seeing the town. You can play lots of baseball. It is old and chunky and does not have much things in it. Not much trees either. It's good for baseball because it has lots of empty vacant lots with no trees.
Great. Okay, so did you learn any important lessons from this story?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
The lesson is don't destroy other people's stuff. He felt guilty when he destroyed it, but now when he fixes it, he feels better. So don't destroy other people's stuff.
So would you recommend this book to a friend for this summer's reading?
Well, if they like to destroy stuff and other people's stuff, like take a brick outside and then keep hammering it, then the owner could get mad. So you should ask always.
Okay, what if I really love baseball? If I love baseball, is this a good book for me to read?
Yes, because it's like a different culture of baseball because they play with tomatoes, but it's not.
Great. Thank you so much, Fox. I loved hearing about your favorite book.
Thanks. Bye.
We're continuing with Ms. Auckland and her interview with a few of our students from Ms. Zamaripa's class. Ms. Auckland, take it away.
All right, so we have another friend here who is, again, talking about her favorite book. Remember, be thinking if this is a book that you might want to read over the summer for a good summer reading. All right, so next we have Lucy. Lucy, can you tell us a little bit about your favorite book, starting with the title?
Yeah, but the title of my favorite book is called Wimberly Worried.
Oh my gosh, what a great book. Can you tell me about your favorite character?
Yes. My favorite character is Wimberly because he is not brave. See, he's not brave because she worries about things that really don't matter. And like when she worried that there's a snake in the radiator, or when she spilled her grape juice all over the tablecloth. And I also like her because she always carries her stuffed animal bunny, Petal. Petal is kind of like my bunny Rosie because Rosie keeps me company, kind of like Petal keeps Wimberly company.
That's great. Sounds like a great character. Can you tell me about your favorite part?
Yes. My favorite part is when Wimberly was going to her new nursery school, and she was very so scared. So when she got in there, the new teacher, Miss Peach, greeted her, and then Wimberly actually made a new friend named Jewel. We played together for the whole day, and when it was time to go home, they said goodbye, and they left.
Great. How are the illustrations and the pictures in this book?
Very good. I love the illustrations because the pictures matched the words and the pictures were full of secret details, like Petal was always in Wimberly's arms on every page.
Great. Did you learn an important lesson from this book?
Yes, I did. The lesson is you shouldn't worry too much because when you're like scared and worrying, everybody else is like having fun and you miss out on all the fun things that you could have been doing.
That's a lesson, Lucy, yeah, that I need to learn and to remember all the time. Yeah. Not to worry too much.
Yeah. It's a good lesson. Okay, so would you recommend this book to a friend?
Yes, I recommend this book to a friend because I know like everybody has like fears, so they should read this book because then they can see how Wimberly deals with her problem.
Great. Thank you so much for telling us about your favorite book, Lucy.
Thanks, Lucy. You're welcome. Miss Auckland, who do you have next for us?
Next up, we have Cole. Cole, can you tell me what your favorite book is?
My favorite book is Tacky the Penguin.
Oh, can you tell me about your favorite character in that book?
Tacky is my favorite character because he is unique and funny. He is also brave because he stands right in front of the hunters. The reason he is funny is because he sings songs like "How Many Toes Does a Fish Have?" He is unique because he does almost everything different from his companions.
Oh, can you tell me about your favorite part?
I like it when Tacky sang "How Many Toes Does a Fish Have?" and "How Many Wings on a Cow?" I wonder. Yep, I wonder. That was my favorite part. Because I was so funny, I almost barfed. No, seriously, I almost barfed.
Can you tell me about the book's illustrations and pictures?
The illustrations in Tacky the Penguin are awesome because Helen Mustard, the author, can draw a penguin like a pro. She must be really experienced. You can tell from the title that Tacky is not afraid of the hunters.
Great. Did you learn any good lessons from this story?
I think the author's message is be yourself because Tacky marches different, he treats each other different, and he dives different, and he sings different. When the hunters came, Tacky just did what he usually did. But do the hunters run away? Well, if you want to find out, read.
Awesome. So would you recommend this book to a friend, Cole?
Yeah, I would recommend this book to a friend because I think Tacky is one of the most funniest characters I've read about, and I think it has a really important lesson.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing with us, Cole. Sounds like a great book. I might have to go home and read it.
Thanks, Cole.
You're welcome.
Hello, Miss Auckland.
Hello, Miss Beattie.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. That was so awesome what we just experienced, watching those three students share their writing with us. How did you come up with this? I know this is you're doing your student teaching right now with Ms. Zamarripa, and it looks like you're doing wonderful things.
Well, thank you. We have so much fun in that class. So we just did our lesson in our unit on opinion writing. And so we started thinking, well, we really need to find a purpose for all this writing. So what could we do that would be a fun activity to expand our opinion writing? So we wrote letters to Ms. Spriggs' class. So our class went into Ms. Spriggs' class, and we tried to persuade them with our opinions through letters to read these books that are our favorite books. Especially with summer coming around the corner, it's awesome to have a great list of good summer reading book ideas. So we thought that would be a great idea. Both classes loved it. We had a really good time. And then, well, we knew that you had this, you do these amazing podcasts for our school. And so what better way to showcase some of our students' work than to have a podcast and have you interview them?
Well, I'm so excited that you included me because I love hearing about the work that's going on in the different classrooms. And it has been so much fun getting to know you this year. And
well, thank
we wish you from Russell. We wish you lots of luck in your future. Your future students are going to be lucky to have you.
Thank you. It's been a blast this year. I couldn't have asked for a better place to do my student teaching than Russell. The whole community is welcoming, and I've just learned so much and gained the confidence to be able to become my own teacher next year.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.